Oh, I think this is going to be a personal one. You know, I don't know. Because of talk to Lisa, this upcoming talk, and I was given some suggestions, doesn't mean I have to go with them. And he said that there was some problems with depression and problems with abuse, physical and emotional. I didn't know. I don't remember if he said that. I was like, so, do I want to address it? Do I want to ignore it? Do I want to, what do I do about it? This is, to a large extent, I would like to do something. And that, I think I want to address it tangentially, I don't know the word for it, on a tangent, because I'm not interested in going to jail. You don't have to tell me I'm a bad person. I already do. In fact, I already say it for you. Save you the effort of trying to justify that I'm a bad person. I'll say, hey, I'm a bad person. They go, oh, true, okay. Everything's better now because we all know what we're going to get, what we should expect. Now, that, put it that, that's done. Let's continue. We can continue. You can avoid me. Needs to be a preschool teacher. And now that I've revealed to you that I'm a bad person, aren't you glad I'm not a preschool teacher anymore? Because all kinds of things fly in the head. Ooh, what would a bad person do as a preschool teacher? And obviously, you can think of a lot of horrors. I did it for the U.S. military. I'm not a military member. My mom's family avoided conscripted military service. Talk to my mom's family. The appellation that I am a bad person fits aptly because I'm a Latter-day Saint. The Latter-day Saints are either duped or manipulative. You believe that demon Joseph. You see, it's easier to be than people see you coming. This is important to me. I want you to know what I'm about. I'm here to rip your family apart. I'm here to convince you. Anyway, so the big thing is, so what do you want to talk in lieu of depression and abuse? Well, I would talk about forgiveness. But of course we know that there is no forgiveness for abuse. Absolutely none. There is no punishment sufficient to justify abuse. You probably need to sit back there. Society's answer to these things. Of course, victims get to define abuse. I don't know how the justice system deals with this, but it is true. If you're accused, we immediately go to the penalty phase. and the most vehemently anti-capital punishment people want you dead. It's that simple. So I don't know what to think of abuse. Offend. Offend these little ones. I'm not a fan of offense either. That sure puts everybody in the driver's seat to say, I was offended by what you said. I was offended by what you did. I'm offended that you live in my town. It's extremely offensive, man. It's going to be President of the United States. And he's been shot at twice. Well, he's been shot at a few times. So many people. There's a certain element who finds this justified. Talked to Lisa last night about Alex Jones. Or no, maybe this morning about Alex Jones, about what has befallen him. And many people feel like people who are still alive and breathing and being able to go out about their lives, have their jobs, feed what's left of their families. Exact $1.5 billion in the name of damages. Wow. That seems like a lot. You go, it's extremely vindictive world. It's getting worse. It indoctrinated my child. So, I had a really good thing, and the sad part is I think I've lost it. About something I could say, which was give everybody a break. There is a second, it's called the second commandment. And it seems like there are different takes on it. Given circumstance. In the Bible, even, the first commandment for me is indicative of the devotion to living. Love is devotion. Devotion to living the life that God using your life to do God's will and to not stand in opposition to his agenda. It will mesmerize you. It will brainwash you. And then to love your neighbor as yourself, which means don't cause, see, and other teachings of Christ in the Bible don't even bother talking about the Book of Mormon. You'll get rejected completely. About being nice to your neighbor, and maybe they'll choose to be nice to you. So am I. I'm adult. Sorry. I keep saying something to answer internal questions. I need to make sure they come out in the recording. I want to give everybody a bit of a break. But he calls Christ a God of second chances. I can live with that. Perhaps you can't, too. Regardless, I had a word for just kind of giving everybody kind of a break. This isn't advice to give the justice system needs to do what it does. This is just a normal, everyday relations between people. That includes husbands and wives. Like I said, I preach against the, I think I'm ready to call it a sin, but it's not, of being puritanical. And my only real justification for it is to say, do you want your neighbors to be puritanical towards you? Well, I was moving down the road. Okay. You ran a stop sign. Oh, my gosh. This comforted me because the greater sin, the greater societal sin, the cousins on the left, well, certainly, well, so you lost the argument. It's okay, there is no argument. We're just saying things. But that's the thing. Avoid being puritanical. I'm here to make sure that my wife gives me a decent report. And I'm sure that he'll be asked, so, how was he as a husband? And you go, horrible, horrible, hated him. Would have rather married a servant. They say, and what do you feel about your wife? And you go, I'm glad she was willing to put up with me. She's been in a bad state, far from the home she grew up in, dependent on my ability to make money. She's a trooper. She can say whatever she wants. I don't think I'm all that good. But can I say there's a scripture somewhere where Christ says that he's not good? And you're going to get caught in a problem if you say, well, he's not. He's trying to make other people feel better. Christ can't lie. Christ can't lie. My Father, which is in heaven, but go around, you shouldn't go around touting how wonderful you are. It's just not useful. I've been accused of abuse. Did I abuse somebody? Wow, that's really hard to say. Because they get to say what abuse is. I am willing to say. Did you do this? Yes. Did you do this? Yes. Then you're abusive. Okay. Send me off to some re-education camp. I don't know. Torture me so that I will be a sniveling little weasel who never stands up, who never stands out, who never does, who just kind of exists. I'm sure that would be what was necessary. Somebody that your spouse wouldn't want to be married to anymore. Wouldn't want to be wretch. Who'd go out and assert himself at work. Well, I guess he tried to assert itself at home, and look what it got him. So, little I can say. You win. You say I'm a bad person? I'll beat you to it. I came into this telling you that I'm a bad person. You were kind of foolish to have anything to do with. But that's okay. I'll still be punished. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. I will do my best, although I can't, to absolve you of anything that you've done. I can't take it upon myself yet. So, this is something that, this is, you know, this is like, well, what do you really want to say publicly about any of this? And you go, I'm going to be accused of being dismissive. Everybody is. You guys are supposed to believe everybody. My wife do wrong? No. Why? Because there's no point in saying that she does. Does do something wrong? She has flaws. Nothing for me. That's her promise between her and God. Am I being a very good? Am I presiding over my home well? Probably not. Probably not the way the Lord would want me to. But I enjoy not being in jail. I enjoy not being on some watch list, on some. So I am kind of an emotional houseboy trying to make everybody feel better about however they behave, however they are. The school are going to come back and scream at me because I'm not bringing well-adjusted kids to school. That's okay. School will turn me in. I would do better as a foster parent who is not allowed to get involved, not allowed to discipline a child, not allowed to do any of those things. But I can't do that because I gave these children life. And it is my turn to be punished for having done so. I'm evil. I cannot do anything right. Using confusing signals? No. I'm a bad person. I'm a father. I'm a bad person. I love it when they put up a billboard that says, oh, you should be involved in the lives of your children. It said, if I get involved in the lives of my children, I will go to jail. Of course, if I don't get involved in the lives of my children, if I get involved with my children, it's abuse. If I don't get involved with children, it's neglect. I'm constantly in need of a social worker at every arm, on every arm, to tell me what to do. And then they can come back and say, that's not what I said. You misinterpreted my words. I didn't mean that. You're going, but you're my master. You must tell me what to do. No, I'm not going to do that. Why should I get involved? Otherwise, I'm a bad example for my children. You know, if I go to prison, I'll be a bad example for my children. Wow, I'm screwed. Women don't really want you to get involved with their lives, but yet they want you to go out and provide so that they don't have to. But how dare you get involved in their lives. Understand why you don't do this. But you'll never reach exaltation if you don't. Don't make other people miserable. Too late. You've already done it. But that's okay. I'm a part of a blessed group that is, it's okay if other people make my life miserable. That's my role. I am a modern father. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, and you go, boy, and you go, hey, this sounds depressing, and you go, that's why people say, you just don't understand. I'm really depressed, and you go, I can hardly get up in the morning. You go, yeah. And I give them my wonderful two-word lecture on life, which is, so what? I'm just so depressed, so what? I'm being abused, perhaps. So what? Don't give people, give other people a break. Don't treat people badly, because you don't want to be treated badly. That's the second commandment. That's the golden rule. That's all those things, all wrapped up into a nice, pretty package. I'm just referencing it in a way that you're not expecting. I don't know. Love is? What does that mean? To God, love is devotion. To your wife, God is love is taking care of her every need, making sure she has everything that she needs, and maybe the stuff that she wants. And hopefully she'll do you the favor of not making you miserable. Because I'm depressed. Be a narcissistic jerk, which is bad. Or to not be aggressive in business, or being a football spectator, or a thousand other ways that you're supposed to be meek. Miles, like Jesus was. I don't know what those mean. Enough of our Bible has interesting translations for the various languages it has passed through. Be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's been, depends on who you talk to. Individual apostles cannot come to a consensus. Be perfect. Eventually, I forget which one of our apostles gave a talk entitled that. It's just, are you complete? That's a funny thing. What is the measure of completeness? Be complete as God your Father is. I don't know. I tell people who are I just lost it. Gone. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What does it do for us? Anyway. So I'm here at my destination. I'm going to be able to talk. Oh, I have to say it.